Namaste. This is the first class of Ramakatha, a portion which is prescribed for the first level of Chittur examinations, that is Parichaya. So in this first lesson, we'll be seeing the first 7 shlokas from Ramakatha. So before we proceed it, a bit of information about the text. Ramakatha is actually a selection of shlokas from a work called Sri Ramodantam. Okay. So Sri Ramodantam is a kavya which we call as Ajnata Kartraka. That is, it is anonymous. We don't know who actually composed it. Though there are some versions which say it was composed by a poet called Parameshwara Kavi. This Ramodanta is a summary of the Valmiki Ramayana. It summarizes the story of Rama. Shri Ramasya Udantaha. Udanta is the story of Rama. So it is a summary of the story as in the Ramayana. There are different versions of the Ramodanta available actually. So one version has 156 shlokas, where there is another version which has 200 shlokas. It is also divided into khandas like the Valmiki Ramayana. It is very, very popular in Kerala. Okay, so actually in Kerala, as the initial text which students used to study, we call the Balapatha, Sanskrita Balapatha. So students used to be taught the basics, you know, the shabdas, the dhatu rupas, etc. And then the first kavya, as an entry level kavya into Sanskrita, this text was very widely used. Okay, it's fairly simple. So, and the story is also a very popular story. So with the help of it, it was very easy to get into Sanskrita. That was the idea. For this exam, the complete Ramodanta is not prescribed. 71 shlokas have been selected and given as Ramakatha. Okay, so there may be some, you know, something missing in between some verses. If you feel it is because from the original, it's only a selection of shlokas. So almost half, the text has been reduced to half here. So among these 71 shlokas, about 30 shlokas have been prescribed for memorization. So you will have to memorize it and complete those shlokas. Whereas for the other shlokas, basically the meaning. For every shloka, you should be able to write the word by word meaning, the bhavartha, the summarized meaning. That is the major expectation. Also, it will be helpful to understand some basic grammar points, like the vibhakti at least of the different words, in which vibhakti are the different namapadas, and if it is a kriyapada, what is the lakara, whatever. It will also be useful to get some, to expand the vocabulary, to know a few panktis from the Amarakosha. So Amarakosha is a lexicon which lists the synonyms for different words. So some popular passages from the Amarakosha will be given. So it will be very useful as you study more and more in Sanskrit. So knowing the Amarakosha lines will be very useful. Okay. So with these we'll go into the text. So I'll teach the shloka, just repeat it after me. Yastu dasharathir bhutva.
Yastu dasharathir bhutva.
Rane hatva charavanam.
Rane hatva charavanam.
Rarakshalokan vaikunthaha.
Rarakshalokan vaikunthaha.
Samam rakshatu chinmayah.
Samam rakshatu chinmayah.
Okay, so wherever it is starred, it means that the shloka has to be memorized. Okay. So the first step in understanding any shloka is to split the words of the shloka. Right. So can you try splitting the words of the shloka?
Yes, tu.
Yaha tu.
Oh, yaha tu, then dasharatihi. Rani hatva cha ravanam raraksha lokan vaikuntaha sa mam rakshatu. Is it saha mam rakshatu?
Saha mam rakshatu. Saha mam rakshatu chinmayaha. So yaha tu dasharatihi bhutva Rane hatva cha ravanam raraksha lokan vaikunthaha saha mam rakshatu chinmayaha. This is actually the last words in the Ramodanta. It is given first here as a mangala shloka, an auspicious beginning to the study of the kavya. So it says saha mam rakshatu, let him protect me. Rakshatu, let him protect mam, me. Who is he? Chinmayaha Vaikunthaha. Vaikunthaha is another name for Vishnu. So Vaikuntha is the loka in which Vishnu resides. Vishnu himself is also known as Vaikunthaha. Okay, Vaikuntham is his abode, whereas Vaikunthaha is Vishnu himself. So may Lord Narayana, and how is he? Chinmayaha. Chit. We have this in Sat Chit Ananda. Right. So Chit is the consciousness. So Chinmaya, he who is the supreme person. Okay. So Sat Narayana, let him protect me. So what did he do? Yaha, he who Dasharathihi bhutva. Dasharathihi. Dasharathasya putraha. The son of Dasharatha. So he who, having been the son of Dasharatha, born as the son of Dasharatha, and then what did he do? Rane Ravanam hatvacha. Hatva, having killed. Whom? Ravanam. Having killed Ravana, where? Rane, in the battlefield. So, yaha dasharathihi bhutva, rane ravanam cha hatva, lokan raraksha. Raraksha is protected. The past tense, he protected lokan, the worlds. So, he who was born as the son of Dasharatha, killed Ravana in battle and protected the worlds. Such Narayana, Lord Narayana, who is the embodiment of consciousness, may he protect me. That is the meaning of the shloka. So there is an anvaya. So anvaya is we rearrange the words of the shloka to make it a complete sentence, right? So, yaha chinmayaha vaikunthaha dasharathihi bhutva rane ravanam hatvacha lokan raraksha saha mam rakshatu. Right? Clear with the meaning?
So, rane is saptami here.
Yes, rane is saptami in battle, in the battlefield. Okay. So now we'll go to the grammar. So as I said, maybe the vibhaktis of the different words. Okay. So yaha
prathama
chinmayaha
prathama vaikuntaha prathama dasharatihi prathama bhutva is of course akridanta, right?
Yes, it is an avyaya. Indicative.
Rane is saptami. Ravanam is dvitiya. Hatva is avyayam. Achasapyayam. Lokana Dvitiya. Raraksha is Lotlakara, right?
No, it is Litlakara. It is a Kriyapada. It is the past tense. So, Rakshati. In Lang Lakara, it becomes Arakshat. Whereas in Lit Lakara, it becomes Raraksha.
Okay.
So, Lit then, Lakara is a kind of past tense which is used when the event was not actually witnessed by the one who is speaking. Say the poet, he has not directly seen Rama protecting the words. So, okay, that is the sense of Lit.
Okay. And Saha is again Prathama. Maam is Dvitiya. Rakshatu is Lot, right?
Lot Lakara. Rakshadhatu. Lot Prathama Purushaha. Right? So first, this one. So Rakshatu. May he protect.
Okay.
So there is another file called the notes file.
Okay.
So which has these grammar details. So I'll upload them also.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
So it has this. So there is also the meaning in
English.
Okay. So in Sanskrit, this is the bhavartha, the meaning in Sanskrit, simple Sanskrit. So yaha dasharatha putraha san ravanam hatva lokan rakshitavan saha narayanaha asman rakshatu. Okay. So the vyakarana is here. The two kriyapadas and then the vibhakti. So as I said, Amarakosha. Vishnur Narayana Krishno Vaikuntho Vishtarashravaha is a line from the Amarakosha for Vishnu. So Vishnuhu Narayanaha Krishnaha Vaikuntha Vishtarashravaha. All these are names of Vishnu.
Oh, and how do I get a copy of Amarakosha? Is there an online source or should we buy?
Yeah, yeah, Amara is available online. Also, multiple editions are available for in print also. I'll send you a link. It is also available in a searchable version.
Okay.
So, next, we'll go to the next shloka. So, we'll read the shloka again. Yastu dasharathir bhutva.
Yastu dasharathir bhutva.
Rane hatva charavanam.
Rane hatva charavanam.
Rarakshalokan vaikuntaha.
Rarakshalokan vaikuntaha.
Samam rakshatu chinmayaha.
Samam rakshatu chinmayaha.
Pura vishravasaputro.
Pura vishravasaputro.
Ravano nama rakshasaha.
Ravano nama rakshasaha.
Asidasyanujau chastam.
Asidasyanujau chastam.
Kumbhakarna vibhishanau.
Kumbhakarna vibhishanau.
Right. So, paracchedaha. Can you split the words?
Yeah. Pura vishravasaha putraha ravanaha nama rakshasaha. Asit asya anujau cha astam kumbhakarna vibhishanau.
Right. So pura vishravasaha putraha ravanaha nama rakshasaha asit asya anujau cha astam kumbhakarna vibhishanau. So very simple shloka. So, pura, purvam. So, in olden days, ityarthaha. So, vishravasaha putraha. Putraha, the son of Vishravas. Vishravas is the name of Ravana's father.
Okay.
So, vishravasaha putraha, the son of Vishravas. Ravanaha nama rakshasaha. So, a rakshasa by name Ravana, Asit, was there. So, So earlier there was a Rakshasa named Ravana who was the son of Vishravas. Asya, his, that is of Ravana, Anujau Astam. Anujau is Dvivachana. Anujaha Anujau. So younger brothers. Anuja Agraja. Agraja is elder brother. Anuja is younger brother. So he had two younger brothers, Anujau Astam, and they were Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana. So Pura Vishravasaha Putraha Ravanaha Nama Rakshasaha Asit. Asyacha Kumbhakarna Vibhishanau Anujau Astam. Asit Astam Asan. So the past tense, the Kriyapada, one is Asit, which is singular, Astam is dual.
Okay.
Okay. Now the other words, Pura.
That's an Avyayam, right?
An Avyayam, yes.
Vishravasaha, Putraha, Ravanaha, all of them are Prathama Vibhakti.
But Vishravasaha, Putraha.
It's, I think, a Samasa, right?
It is not a samasa, it is Shashti of Vishravas. So it is a Sakaranta word. It looks like Akaranta. But like we would say, Dasharathasya Putraha. So Vishravasaha Putraha. So it
Vishravasaha
is like which?
Vedhas.
It is like Vedhas. Oh,
Vedhas.
Manas? Manas is Napumsakalinga.
Oh, okay.
Vishravas is Pullinga. So it is similar to Manas except in the first two Vibhakti. Everything else is similar. Vishravaha, Vishravasau, Vishravasaha. Vishravasam, Vishravasau, Vishravasaha, etc. So here it is Shashti Vibhakti. So Vishravasaha, Putraha, Ravanaha, Rakshasaha. So that is all Prathama.
Correct. Nama is Avyaya, right?
Nama. There is an Avyaya, there is also an Akaranta word. Prathama Vibhakti. Here you can take it as an Avyaya.
Asit, of course, is past tense, Langlakaraha. Then Asya is Shashti, Avyayam. Kumbhakarna Vibhishanau, is it Dvandva Samasa here?
Yes. Kumbhakarnaha cha Vibhishanaha cha.
And Anujau is Dvivachanam. Prathama Vibhakti, right?
Correct.
Astam. Astam is again Asit Dvivachanam, Langlakaraha, Prathama Purusha.
Right. So, Pura Vishravasa Putro.
Pura Vishravasa Putro.
Ravano Nama Rakshasaha.
Ravano Nama Rakshasaha.
आसीदस्यानुजौचास्ताम् कुंभकर्णविभीषणौ
कुंभकर्णविभीषणौ
तेतु तीव्रेण तपसा प्रत्यक्षीकृत्यवेधसम्
वव्रिरेच वरानिष्ठान्
अस्मादाश्रितवत्सलात्
सो ते देन तू तीव्रेण देन तपसा प्रत्यक्षीकृत्य आई डोंट नो हाउ टू स्प्लिट दैट इट इज
प्रत्यक्षीकृत्य
Vedasam, then Vavrire, Cha Varanishtan.
Varan.
Varan Ishtan. And then Asmar, Ashrita Vatsalat.
Correct. So, Te Tu Sivrena Tapasa Pratyakshikritya Vedasam, Vavrire, Cha Varan Ishtan, Asmat Ashrita Vatsalat. So wherever there is a samasa, so ashrita vatsalat is a single word, but it will be hyphenated to show that the samasa has two components.
Okay.
So te, saha, tau,
te.
Te is ve. So ravanaha, kumbhakarnaha, vibhishanaha. So the three of them. Tivrena tapasa. Tapasa by penance. Which what kind of penance? Tivrena. So severe. So through very severe penance. Pratyakshi kritya. So making to appear. Okay. So pratyaksham kritva ityarthaha. So he who was not visible, so forcibly when once they did such a severe penance that Brahma had to appear. So, making him appear. Whom? Vedhasam. Vedhas. I was just now talking of it. It means Brahma. Vedhaha is Brahma. So, making Brahma appear through a severe penance. Vavrire. Vavrire is they asked for. This is again lit lakara. Like raraksha. This is Bahuvachana, Vavrire. So they asked, what did they ask for? Ishtan Varan. Vara is boons, Varan. Ishtan Varan. They asked for their desired boons, Asmat Ashrita Vatsalat. From him. Him is referring to Brahma. And what kind of person is he? Ashrita Vatsala. Vatsala, who is affectionate towards Ashrita, those who have taken refuge. That is, he is easy to please. So, because they had performed penance, trying to please him, so he was pleased by their penance and he gave them their boons.
Okay.
So, te tu tivrena tapasa Vedhasam pratyakshi kritya ashrita vatsalat asmat ishtan varan. Ishtan is missing. Ishtan varan cha vavrire. So they, that is Ravana, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana, so they made Brahma appear before them by a severe penance and from him who is very affectionate towards his devotees. So, Vavrire, they asked for their desired boons.
Okay. So, Te is Bahuvachanam, as we saw, Sahatau Te. Then, Tivrena and Tapasa both are Tritiya, right?
Vibhakti. Correct. Yes.
And then, Vedasam is Dvitiya Vibhakti?
Yes.
Pratyashi Kritya is, I don't know whether it's Lyap, I think so, right?
Yes. It is left, okay. It is an avyaya.
Okay. Ashrita Vatsalat is Panchami. Asmat is also Panchami. Varan is Dvitiya Bahuvachanam.
Right.
Cha Vavrire. Cha is avyayam and Vavrire, as you said, is lit Bahuvachanam.
Correct. Okay. So, lit lakara. Lit lakara. Prathama Purusha Bahuvachanam. Tetu tivrena tapasa.
Tetu tivrena tapasa.
Pratyakshi kritya vedhasam.
Pratyakshi kritya vedhasam.
Vavrirecha varanishtan.
Vavrirecha varanishtan.
Asmad ashrita vatsalat.
Asmad ashrita vatsalat.
Ravano manushadanyaihi.
Ravano manushadanyi.
Avadhyatvam tatha vrinot.
Avadhyatvam tatha vrinot.
Nirdevatvechaya nidram.
Nirdevatvechaya nidram.
Kumbhakarno vrinitacha.
Kumbhakarno vrinitacha. So Ravanaha. Manushat anyaihi avadhyatvam tatha This Vrinotam, I think it should be Avrinotam, not sure.
Avrinotam.
Yes. Okay. Tata Avrinot. Tata Avrinot, that is Avrinot is I think past tense here, that's why it's coming like that. Nirdevat Ichaya, is it?
Yes, Nirdevatva Ichaya.
Oh, Nirdevatva Ichaya. Then Nidra Kumbakarnaha Avrinitacha.
So Ravanaha Manushat Anyaihi Avadhyatvam Tatha Avrinot Nirdevatva Ichaya. So it's a single word, Samastapada. Nirdevatva Ichaya Nidram Kumbhakarnaha Avrinita Cha. So there are two Kriyapadas, both of them mean the same. Avrinot and Avrinita. It is to ask for a boon. So, it is an Ubhayapadi Dhatu. So, Avrinot is Parasmaipadi, Avrinita is Atmanepadi. But both of them mean the same. Okay. So first one says Ravanaha Avrinot. Ravana asked for, Ravana chose his boon. What was it? Avadhyatvam. Vadhya is to be killed. Avadhya. So not being killed. By whom? Manushat anyaihi. By anybody other than a man, a human being. So Ravana chose the boon of not being killed by other than a human being. Right? So tatha, likewise, Kumbhakarnaha. Kumbhakarnaha Avrinita. Kumbhakarna chose. What did he choose as his boon? Nidram. Nidra is sleep. He did not actually want to choose sleep. Nirdevatva Ichaya. He actually wanted Nirdevatva. Deva is the Devas, the gods. Nirdevatvam means godlessness. So he actually wanted to ask that there be no Devas. Okay. So there is a story which goes, the Devas knew what he was going to ask, so they prayed to Saraswati. So instead of Nirdevatva, while he was speaking, so he asked for Nidravatva. Okay. That is why he got Nidra. That is a story. Okay. So Nirdevatva Ichaya. With a desire for godlessness, Kumbhakarna chose Nidra, sleep. So Ravanaha Manushat Anyaihi Avadhyatvam Avrinot Tatha Kumbhakarnaha Cha Nirdevatva Ichaya Nirdevatvechaya Nidram Avrinita.
Okay. So, Ravanaha is your Pratama. Manushat is it Panchami here? I don't know.
Panchami. Yes, yes. Okay. It is Panchami.
What Shabda is this?
Manusha.
Okay. Yeah. Manusha. Okay. Anyaihi is again Pratama Bahuvachanam.
Tritiya Bahuvachanam.
Tritiya Bahuvachanam. Okay. Avadhyatvam must be Napunsakalingam Pratama.
No, Dvitiya, because he asked for it. It is the object. So he asked it for.
Okay. Yeah. But it is Napunsakalingam or what is it? Avadhyatvam.
He is Napunsakalinga. Dvitiya Vibhakti. Vibhakti is Vibhakti.
Okay. So Avrinot and Avrinita, as you said, very interesting. Ubhayapati, two usages used in two sentences.
Correct.
Very nice. And then Tata is Avyayam. Kumbhakarnaha is Prathama Vibhakti. Cha is Avyayam. Nirdevatvechaya is the composite word. I think it is a samasa. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is a samasa.
Okay. Nidram is again Dvitiya Vibhakti. Avrinita is again, as we said, the same past tense. This is Atmanepadi, right?
Yeah, Atmanepadi Ekvachana. So Nirdevatvechaya is Tritiya Vibhakti. So the compound word is Nirdevatvecha. Nirdevatvasya Icha. Desire for Nirdevatva. So with that desire. So Tritiya Vibhakti. Ichaya.
Trilinga Tritiya Vibhakti.
Trilinga. Icha Shabda. Like Rama. Ichaya is Tritiya. Ravano Manushadanyaihi.
Ravano Manushadanyaihi.
Avadhyatvam Tatha Vrinot.
Avadhyatvam Tatha Vrinot.
Nirdevatvechaya Nidram.
Nidrevatvechaya Nidram.
Kumbhakarno Vrinita Cha.
Kumbhakarno Vrinita Cha.
Vibhishano Vishnu Bhaktim.
Vibhishano Vishnu Bhaktim.
Vavre Sattva Gunavnitaha.
Vavre Sattva Gunavnitaha.
Tebhya Etan Varandatva.
Tebhya Etan Varandatva.
Tatraivantar Dadhe Prabhu.
Tatraivantar Dadhe Prabhu. So, Vibhishanaha. Then, Vishnu Bhaktim, I think that's the samasa. Then, Brahme, Vavre, then, Sattva Guna Anvitaha.
Anvitaha.
Tebhyaha, Etan Varan, Dattva, Tatra Evanta.
Eva.
Tatra Eva Anta Antaha
Antar Tathe
Prabhu.
Antar Tathe Prabhu.
Antar Tathe is one word, is it?
Yeah. So okay. It is. So Vibhishanaha Vishnu Bhaktim. So as you said, the samasa Vishnu and Bhakti. Vavre Sattva Guna Anvitaha. Sattva Guna Anvitaha. Tebhyah etan varan dattva tatra eva antardadhe prabhu. So Vibhishana. So we saw Ravana Kumbhakarna. So what did Vibhishana ask for? Vibhishana vavre. Vibhishana chose Vishnu Bhakti. Devotion to Vishnu. So he asked, let me have a firm devotion towards Vishnu. So, and why did he ask that? Sattva Guna Anvitaha. He was endowed, Anvita, with the Sattva Guna. So, because he was by nature a Sattvika Purusha, so he did not ask either for, see, you can see that Ravana and Kumbhakarna represent Rajas and Tamas. So, Kumbhakarna is Nidra, which is Tamas. Whereas Ravana, he wanted to dominate the world. Whereas Vibhishana, because he was endowed with Sattva Guna, he asked for Vishnu Bhakti. So, Tebhyaha, Chaturthi, to them. So, to Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Vibhishana, for each of them. Etan, Varan, Dattva. So, granting them these boons. So, Brahma gave whatever they asked for. And Prabhuhu, Prabhuhu is the Lord Brahma. Tatra Yeva, there itself. Wherever they were performing penance. So, antardadhe, antardadhati is to disappear. So, he disappeared. He granted them their boons and disappeared. So, there are two kriyapadas. Vavre is the ekavachana of vavrire. We saw earlier, vavrire. So, they asked for vavrire cha varan ishtan. That is bahuvachana. Vavre, vavrate, vavrire. It is litlakara, atmanepadi of the vridhatu. So Vibhishana asked for antardadhe. This is also this one. So here it is, antar is a prefix. It is not an upasarga. Upasarga, we know, para, etc. But similarly, there are other words. Antardadhati, Tiraskaroti, Sakshatkaroti. So words which are used as prefixes with verbs. Okay. Here, antar is used with this dha dhatu. It means disappeared.
Okay. Now, Prathama Vibhakti is Vibhishanaha and Prabhuhu both. And then Vishnu Bhaktim is Dvitiya. Sattvaguna Anvitaha is Shashti.
No. That is also Prathama. It is a Visheshana to Vibhishana. So Sattvagunanvitaha Vibhishanaha. Oh, we didn't see the Anvaya. So Sattvagunanvitaha Vibhishanaha Vishnu Bhaktim Vavre.
Yeah, Etan and Varan are Dvitiya Vibhakti. Tebhyaha is Chaturthi. Dattva is Avyayam. Tatra and Deva again Avyayam. And then Prabhuhu is Prathama. As I said, Antardate is another verb. Yeah.
Verb. Vibhishano Vishnu Bhaktim.
Vibhishano Vishnu Bhaktim.
Vavre Sattva Gunan Vitaha.
Avre Sattva Gunan Vitaha.
Tebhya Etan Varan Dattva.
Tebhya Etan Varan Dattva.
Tatraivantar Dadhe Prabhu.
Tatraivantar Dadhe Prabhu.
Mandodarim Mayasutam.
Mandodarim Mayasutam.
Pariniya Dashananaha.
Pariniya Dashananaha.
Tasyam Utpadayamasa.
Tasyam Utpadayamasa.
Meghanadahvayam Sutam.
Meghanadahvayam Sutam. So, Mandodarim. Then, Maya Sutam. I think it's one word, Maya Sutam. Pariniya, then Dasha plus Ananaha. Tasya.
Tasyam
Utpadayamasa. Meghanada Ahvayam Sutam.
Mandodarim Maya Sutam Pariniya. Dashananaha, that is also Dasha Ananaha, Tasyam Utpadayamasa, Meghanada Ahvayam Sutam.
So, another lit lakar, right? Utpadayamasa?
Correct. So, that is also lit. So, he made to be born, created, that is the meaning. So, we generate. So, Dashananaha. Dasha Anana. Anana is face. So Dasha Ananaha. He who has 10 faces. So Dasha Ananaha. Mayasutam Mandodarim Pariniya. Pariniya. Having wed. Mandodari. That is the name of his wife. Mayasutam. Who was the daughter of Maya. Having married Mandodari. The daughter of Maya, Dashananaha Tasyam, in her Utpadayamasa. So he gave birth to, created. Utpadayati is literally to generate or to create. Sutam, a son. So he had a son, Ahvayam, who was called Meghanada. So Ravana, having married Mandodari, the daughter of Maya, so had a son called Meghanada. So Dashananaha Mayasutam Mandodarim Pariniya Tasyam Meghanadahvayam Sutam Utpadayamasa.
Okay. So Dashananaha is Prathama Vibhakti. Mayasutam Mandodarim. Mayasutam qualifies Mandodarim adjective, so both are in Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Correct.
Pariniya, having married, that is, I think, Alya.
Correct.
And then Tasyam. Tasyam is Saptami. And then Meghanad Ahvayam. Meghanad is a name. So I think it is Prathama only.
So Meghanada does not have a Vibhakti. So in the Samasa, individual words don't have Vibhakti. Only the complete word has the Vibhakti.
Complete word is Dvitiya Vibhakti, right?
Dvitiya Vibhakti, correct.
Sutam is again son. Sutam is object again, so Dvitiya. And then Utpadayamasa is Litlakaraha.
Correct. Utpadayati.
Litlakara, it is Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam, right?
Correct. Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. Mandodarim mayasutam.
Mandodarim mayasutam.
Pariniya dashananaha.
Pariniya dashananaha.
Tasyam utpadayamasa.
Tasyam utpadayamasa.
Meghanadahvayam sutam.
Meghanadahvayam sutam.
Dushayan vaidikam karma.
Dushayan vaidikam karma.
Dvijanardayatismasaha.
Dvijanardayatismasaha.
Atmajena tato yuddhe.
Atmajena tato yuddhe.
Vasavanchapyapidayat.
Vasavanchapyapidayat.
Splitting the words.
Dushayan Vaidikam Karma Dvijan Dayati
Ardayati.
What is it?
Ardayati Sma.
Ardayati Sma Saha Atmajena Tataha Yudde Vasavam Apidayat.
Right. So Dushayan Vaidikam Karma Dvijan Ardayati Sma Saha Atmajena Tataha Yudhe Vasavam Cha Api Apidayat. So Saha Dashananaha. From the previous shloka, Ravanaha, what was he doing? Dushayan. Dushayan is destroying or polluting. Kim Vaidikam Karma. All the Vedic rituals. So the sacrifices or whatever is told in the Vedas. The dharmic activities prescribed by the Vedas. So Tan Dushayan. So Dushayati. So it is to destroy or to pollute. Also, Dvijan, Brahmanan, all the Brahmins, Ardayatisma, Ardayati, to scare, to terrify the Brahmins. So he used to attack all the sacrificial places, he destroyed those and he used to terrify the Brahmins. Not only that, Tataha, then, Atmajena, Atmaja is the sun. He who is born from oneself is the sun. So, Atmajena yudhe in battle, Vasavam, Vasavaha Indraha. Indram api. So, even Indra apidayat. He tormented. Not only on earth. So, in Bhuloka, he was destroying all the holy rituals, the sacred places, and terrifying the Rishi, Munis, the Dvijas, etc. Even in Svarga, he tormented Indra through his son. That is why Meghanada is called Indrajit. He conquered Indra. So, Saha Vaidikam Karma Dushayan Dvijan Ardayatisma Tataha Yudhe Atmajena Vasavam Cha Api Apidayat. So Dushayan is present continuous. Shatru Pratyaya.
I thought.
Destroying the Vedic karma. Ardayati Sma. Ardayati is Latlakara. Ardhatu to terrify. The speciality is whenever we add sma, sma is an avyaya, so an sma to a latlakara, it becomes past tense, bhutakalartha. Okay, so ardayati sma is past. Apidayat is langlakara. Pidayati apidayat. So saha.
Saha is saha taute, saha is ekavachanam and pratama purushaha. No, I should say shabda pratama vibhakti. Vaidikam is dvitiya vibhakti. Karma is also dvitiya vibhakti. Dushayan is shatra. So avyayam.
No. Shatra is not avyaya. Dushayan, dushayantau, dushayantaha.
Correct.
It is prathama vibhakti. It qualifies saha, pulling.
It qualifies saha. Then dvijan is dvitiya vibhakti bahuvachanam. Ardayati is deadlat and sma. Then sataha, therefore, so that is again avyayam. Yudde is saptami. Atmajena is tritiya vibhakti ekavachanam. Vasavam is dvitiya vibhakti. Cha is avyayam, api is avyayam, apidayat is langlakaraha, pratama ekavachanam, pratama purusha.
Doshayanvaidikam karma. Dvijanardayatismasaha. Atmajena tato yuddhe.
Vasavam chapya pidayat.
Right. So we'll stop here. So summarizing today, we saw the Mangala Shloka. So Vaikunthaha samam rakshatu chinmayaha. So Vishravas was the son of Pulasya actually, in Brahma's direct lineage. So Vishravasaha putraha trayaha asan ravanaha tasya anujau kumbhakarnaha vibheshanaha cha. So te trayaha api tivrena tapasa pratyakshi kritya vedhasam vavrirecha varanishtan. So brahmanaha varaprapti ravanaha manushad anyaihi avadhyatvam to not be killed by anybody other than a human. Kumbhakarnaha nidram. So he took nidra. He wanted to ask for Nirdevatva, but he asked for Nidra. Vibhishanaha Vishnu Bhaktim, asked for devotion to Vishnu. So they got their boons from Brahma. Then Ravana married Mandodari, the daughter of Maya, and they had a son called Meghanada. Ravana Loka Pidakaha, so he was tormenting all the worlds by destroying all the holy rituals and by even attacking Svarga and conquering Indra. Right? So we saw this. In the next class, we will see further on.